Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the Queen's Lounge. It's your sexy host, Emma E2K. Let me say it slow for those that listen slow. Welcome to the Queen's Lounge, hosted by Emma E2K and your co-host, Lushy Lush. Can you stand up? Okay, good. Yeah, the Queen's Lounge. Welcome. I'm excited. I'm live and full of effect with my sister, my business partner, the CEO of Lush Radio, Lushy Lush. Welcome, Lush, everyone. So, what's up, everyone? Greetings and salutations. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And, you know, we're in for a great, outstanding show with the sexy other ETK. You know what's going down tonight. You know we always have some type of topic that we talk to you about. You know, just to get them creative flows juicing and getting you guys to think. Because, you know, we have some of you guys, I don't know what's going on. But, you know, you can call in at 347-826-7722 live at the Queen's Lounge where the sexy people go.
Yeah.
Where the sexy people be. Where the sexy people get more sexy.
That's a Moscato right now.
Yeah, I didn't start. I started early. So I just want to say that this show, look at it. I'm the mic. I'm talking to the Moscato, guys. Oh, my God. Right. This show is sponsored by E2K Enterprise, Game Face, King Paul, and Only Nails. So today we got our nails in. We gave a big city shout-out to the King's Porn over there. ETK Enterprise and Game Phase full in effect. So they're sponsoring us. Of course, our main sponsor being LushRadioOnline.com. But this show right here with this particular topic. Also, big shout-out to Domebreaker, who submitted his mix. I will be playing his 3-minute mix in about 10:30. So stay tuned. At 10:30, I will be playing Domebreaker's 3-minute mix. All you DJs that want to submit a 3-minute mix so I can be able to play at the Queen's Lounge, make sure you submit it to lushradioonline@gmail.com. No cursing. There's no cursing. And at the Queen's Lounge, everything is positive and uplifting to the women. If you give me something that calls us any other, but I'm not by our name Queens, I'm not playing it. So don't even waste your time. But those that already know the show, listen to the show, and know what this show is about, which is empowering other women. And the reason why I call the women queens because I feel that's the highest level of respect I can be able to give to my sisters, to you know, to another queen. And that being said, today's topic is, what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? The highest honor. You know, some people say marriage, other people say buy her a house, a car, give her a ring, a diamond, whatever. Call in 347-826-7722 and let us know what your opinion is about what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman. You know, I'm curious for some gentlemen to call and let us know what they consider, you know, the highest honor that you can bestow on your woman, on your queen, on your significant other, on your, you know, on your wife. What do you think? Because, you know, everybody thinks different, and Lord knows that we know that the kings think a lot different than the queens. So call in 347-826-7722. You want to jump in, too, or you want to wait? You want to jump into that topic?
I'm going to jump into this topic,
okay.
You know. And I'm going to call out some of you guys out here. Some of you guys out here. I don't know, like, if there's no more home training, or what's going on with these guys out here, but times have definitely changed. A lot of dudes are getting a little bit more feminist than me, you know what I mean? Like, you forgot, you know, like, you know, what happened to, you know, really treating your woman like a queen that she should be treated like? Like, you know, holding the door, like,
came for the dinner.
Yo, like, let's be honest. How many times, like, nowadays, back in the day, it was nothing for a guy. I like you. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to pay for it, right? Now, do
you? No, you didn't have to get him to pay for it. You already knew.
No, you already knew he was going to do that, right?
Yeah.
It was never for a dude to bring you flowers or nothing. Now, where you want flowers? You doing extra.
Right.
Word? Yo, why you saying?
What I'm getting.
What I'm getting. Off the break, I had one dude tell me, yo, after the third day, you either going to be giving it up or you'll be paying for the bill.
Wow.
Already.
Wow.
Gave me a straight regulation. He said, yo, he said, that's how most dudes are now. That's like, wow, times have changed. Maybe I am getting old. But really, what is the highest honor you can give a woman? Some people are going to say Yo, I put a ring on her. She's like, I can buy myself a ring.
Put a ring on that.
Put a ring
on it. If you like it.
Put a ring on it. You know, Beyonce said, like, all right, boom.
But she meant put a ring on it married. Like,
yeah.
No ring.
Like, if you put a ring, I got a ring. If it's like, my ex will give me a ring, I got a ring. It's nice. It's
that's
ring.
Like the NBA got a
yeah,
ring.
But I mean, so, like, you know what I'm saying? That's basically like, so,
Super
Bowl, Super Bowl ring. You know what I mean? So, I got like, maybe like six Super Bowl rings, right? So, you got a Super Bowl ring, but what does that material thing matter to you? Like, is that how you uplift a woman? That's the highest honor? Some people say, I let you have my kid. That's a high honor. I've heard people, yo, I selected you to be my baby mother, to be the mother of my child.
Yeah.
That's what you should be honored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, son, so really I want to sit here for 9 months and carry your baby, son? And you as an honor, to honor to you. This is a trophy.
Yeah,
you know.
You're not putting out of yourself.
Some people say, oh, he got you a house. He got you the white picket fence, all that, and everything. So it's an honor for all that. You know, my thing is like this. The highest honor is for you to respect me and treat me like a queen is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can give me all that stuff and still have no respect and put your hands on me and all kinds of stuff. And mm-hmm. you don't have people, they done got all the jewels, they done had all the cars, all the money, but then he go in there calling all kinds of names, and then cheating on her behind her back. Like, all that stuff don't matter. Where's the respect at? That's the highest honor for me is for you to respect me and understand my true worth as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest honor for you to respect me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lost the respect for one another, for men and women. So that's my highest honor if I had to speak on it. So call in at 347-826-7722. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, you know, that was Lucky Lux letting you have it like she always does. And, I mean, it's true. I'm not going to give my opinion just yet. I'm going to hold off a little bit. My thought is a little, of course, you know, similar to what my sis just said. I want to chime in a little bit more on it. But prior to me doing that, I'm going to go into some music. I'm going to wait for some more callers. Call in 347-826-7722. And okay, I'm getting a request over here. So I'm getting a request. Can I go into my phone line? You can stop. I am not going to play this song right now. Oh, my God. This is what happens when you start having more than one host in the day. Okay, so. So my sister just explained, you know, her, you know, how she felt about that. The topic today being what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman. Today's show is sponsored by E2K Enterprise Game Face, King's Pawn, and Only Nail. And we're also going to have a mix by DJ Dome Wrecker at 10:30. So I'm going to go to my phone lines really quickly until then go into music, and then I'm going to give, you know, my opinion on this topic. 540, you're on the Queens Lounge with
Emma
E.T.K.
and
Lush.
Peace. Hey, what's up? This Cool Breeze, man. What's up, y'all?
What's good, Cool Breeze? What's up,
what's up, Lush? Lush? What's up, babe?
Ain't nothing much. I want you to, because you're a little younger. I want to know what your feedback on this, like, because, you know, like I said earlier, some dudes say that honor a girl is like, I chose you to be the baby mother, that be the mother of my kid, or I gave you the ring, or I bought you a house, or I married you. That's like, that's the honor. I felt like the highest honor is for a dude to respect you. If you done lost respect, I want to hear your feedback. How you feel about
right,
that?
Right, right. Well,
what would be the highest honor that you can give, like a woman, somebody that you love and you are respect, what would be the highest honor you would give that woman?
I mean, for real, you know, that's kind of like a coin toss, right? Because, you know, you can get any female pregnant, you know what I'm saying? But to respect the woman as your children's mother, you know what I mean? That's kind of different from just having a baby mother, you know what I'm saying? Then, if you marry your female, whatever, you know, you can always get divorced and always marry another female. So it's like, you know, anything any one of those two things can always be duplicated, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess, I mean, I really have no idea. I would say if you have somebody that has your kids for real, right? Because anything like that, you could do with multiple women. You seen Sister Wives?
Yeah. You right.
Yeah, so, I mean, my thing is, I guess the whole package is the best thing you can do, you know? You got kids and you get married, you know what I'm saying? And you stay married and don't divorce them. That could be that. That's the highest honor you can give a woman.
But, yeah, that goes to be, okay, but staying married in a loyal sense, not just staying married because you ain't going to get divorced and you're out there playing around.
No, but, well, first of all, if you're going to play around, you shouldn't get married in the first place. That's my views. That's why I'm not married anyway. Feel me? But, I mean, if you marry somebody, you should be committed to that person and know that you're going to be committed to that person for life.
Right. So you would say marriage would be the highest honor that you would bestow on, you know, the woman that you love.
I'm going to roll with marriage.
Right. Okay. Because I seen this post, right, on Facebook. And it goes, and then maybe, I don't know, maybe you hit the note with it. Okay. So I'm going to read out the thing. It says, a man has done nothing for you until he has made you a wife. Stop idolizing boyfriends. So do you agree with that?
That statement, I don't agree with it only because now if you don't, you know what I'm saying, if you don't treat your boyfriend a certain type of way, then you're not going to get that wife title. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? But that's a double-edged sword because you can treat that man so much like a husband that he's like, why would I go marry? Like, why am I going to buy the cow if I got the milk? You know what I mean? So that's kind of like a little double.
Right, you got a point. I mean, it's got to be a balance, you know what I'm saying? You got to save something for after the ring is on the finger, you know what I'm saying? Those jumping the broom and the vows are said and everything. You got to save something that ain't been done before already, you know what I'm saying? So you can't give everything to the man or whatever. You're not supposed to give everything, but you can't just be out here, I got a boyfriend, but I'm going to talk to this guy, and I'm going to see what this guy got to say, and woody-woody-woop, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, of course. It has to be that level of respect, but you're not going to be like, okay, for instance, my son, you know, is 20 years old, but when he was like about 15, 16, he used to be posting things and be like, oh, my wife and all that. And I sat down and had a talk with him. You can't just because you really like somebody, wife them, a husband, or hubby them, if that's not legitimate. Because what happens is when after down the line when you break up, so what, did you get divorced? No, because you was never married. You look foolish saying that. Right? That's something that you got to wait upon. Like the woman got to wait upon being the wife, and like the man got to be wait upon to be the husband. That should be an honor bestowed on both parts.
Right.
Not just
But see, it should also be, see, like, I mean, it's all about the relationship, too, and, you know what I mean, anybody can have a relationship, but if you're working towards something, then you know you're working towards something. You're not just in a relationship. So if you're in a relationship and there ain't no talks of moving forward or to the next level or, you know, about marriage and families and things like this, then no, you know what I'm saying, that's just a relationship or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that's not working towards being together, you know what I'm saying? So if it's not that serious, when you're talking about marriage, then no, you shouldn't be treating each other like husband and wife.
Right, exactly. I agree. And this is being said by the man. So ladies, take caution. We're not saying don't be good to your boyfriend, but if there's no conversation about that, that's going to go any further. You're not talking about kids. You're not talking about getting a house or even setting, even a date, even if it's 2 or 3 years, pass down the line that y'all going to get married, then you can't treat him as a husband because there's a conversation out there. He's never going to be your husband. He's your boyfriend, right? Boyfriend, girlfriend. Everything has to stay on its own stages. What do you have to say about that, Lois?
Yeah, I mean, he went in on that one. Yo, please, man. I appreciate this. This is shock. I didn't even know you was going to call in tonight, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to call in, I'm trying to get up with you anyway. I'm about to come back, man. I need some work done, too, you know.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. We're going to definitely, you know, take care of you when you come back down here.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
I've been meaning to call in, though, you know, so I seen
that's
the post.
Is,
I said, let me go ahead and call.
Yeah. Yo, shout out your information, your Twitter, Instagram, and all that.
Oh,
that's
yes,
it.
Please believe you can follow me on the Instagram at BlockBurnerBreeze. You know, follow me on the Twitter at ACizzlesBBE. That's ACIZZLESBBE. The mixtape, BlockBurners, Living Nightmares, dropping Saturday, June the 15th. You catching on that Piff, Hawkshare, Bandcamp. All that, and look out for some new videos directed by Lushy Lush coming up soon.
That's what's up. Tell everybody where you from. Where you
man,
at?
I'm from PG County, man, all day, man. I stayed in the district, but I'm a PG County native, though, you know?
Yeah.
Merlin. Merlin.
All right, man, appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
And, hey, it's all good, it's all love. I'm going to see you soon.
All right, that's what I stay on the line, man. We got some more callers. We got
All right.
So we're going to go to the next caller. The topic today is what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? We want to know what your opinion. 443, you're in the Queen's Lounge with Emma E2K and Lushy Lush. Please. 443, 418. Press 1 if you want to talk to the host. The host is with the Moses. If you want to listen to the show, it's cool. I'm going to put you on hold. 443, you're going to go on hold at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, you're on hold. 443, thanks for calling. You can continue to listen to the show. So the topic for today that we're discussing is what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? And, you know, we already got the opinion from Lushy Lush. We called in and gave his opinion as far as, so we have female and male. And, you know, call in. We're just interested to know what everybody else is talking about. Like, you know, what's on everybody's mind? Because, you know, the statistics for divorce is high. So there's something not right. There's something not right within that, like the courtship. There's no courtship, like right? We talked about that, about there's no courting anymore. So now it's about, I ain't taking a McDonald's if you ain't going to a hotel with me. Like, McDonald's, like, you know, or I ain't buying you lobster. Like, you said lobster, and I ain't getting none. Like,
well, there's no even no dates no more. Now, what dating is are you my smash buddy?
Bro,
like, are we going to hit the cheese? Like, that's considered dating nowadays. So I'm like, it's like, yo, if you going to hit some of the dudes nowadays, or some of the, if it's not good, the sex off the break, they not taking you on no date. It's how good.
It's what they know that for you to date.
Well, you
that's
even date them. Like, that's crazy, huh?
So then how do you even get to the point? How do you even get to the point that you're even dating exclusively, that you can even then have the conversation about talking about marriage? Like, that's crazy. Like, where do you ever get to that point? You know, it's sad because a lot of my single, independent women that I know that are, you know, are great catches, you know, they go through that. And my males, too, because I got a lot of my kings and my male friends that, you know, call me up and be like, yo, it's hard out here. Because, you know, women, by the way, want you to do this and want you to do that. And, you know, and then they're either, A, not going to give it up, or two, then they're on to the next one. So you feel kind of like foolish, you know.
There's more women out here than men nowadays. The teenage dudes,
yeah. It's more women than men.
Yeah, so they got.
It's more women than men. So
it's like, they feel like it's so, they got so much options. Why should they? If they got the next chick that's ready to throw it out here, why do they have to do all this extra court and all that stuff with the next chick? I can give up McDonald's fry and see what it is just yet.
You know what? That I'm going to Tunisia. I'm going to play your recording.
Play my joint,
and we coming back. Make sure you call
it. Same face, only nails, King, Paul, me in the building, DJ, Don't Ruckle, Lucky Lush, M-E-T-K, Worldwide, Lush Radio Online, Lock Burners, what it do, baby, we here.
We about to play your joint, and then we're going to come back with Don't Ruckle's mix, so don't miss it. Be right back, please.
Yo
Everybody here was singing that song. That was a big request. Shout out to all the queens that needed that right now. It was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Word. Big shout out to Emily Sande.
Woo!
She sang that song. We all about it. She sang it at the Olympics. If you check out YouTube, she got a shadow dance. And I think it's Britain Has Talent. And they had these shadow dances, and they told a story. And the song is called Read All About It. It's a beautiful song. But if you hear the song with the dance, oh, my God, you're going to be in tears. But I was singing like I lost my mind. But, yo.
No
kidding. Yo, fine. Yo.
No
kidding. That was serious. Queen's Lounge.
Yeah.
Queen's Lounge.
There was very emotional a little while ago just going on. But getting back to the topic with kids. What is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? Waiting for some callers to call in. They're hitting me up. Anybody that's on a Facebook, you can call in at 347-826-7722. You can listen through www.loveradioonline.com. Like, you can listen through www.emmaetk.com. It's okay for you to listen to us through the website. You can also call in on the phone. And you're on the phone. You don't have to speak. You can just call in and listen to us. We love to be listened to. I know I love to talk. That's why I got the show. But, you can call in if you want to give your opinion. You don't have to. It's not mandatory. You can still call in just to listen to the show. But the topic, again, what we're discussing is that. So everybody on the Facebook, shout out to you. Everybody that's hitting me on the IM, shout out to y'all. Shout out to Andrew. That's a constant caller to the show. Shout out to Maria Francis. Shout out to Nina Rock from Orlando. Big shout out to Star Williams. Shout out to all those queens that are joining the seminar with us in New York City for next Saturday. The Queens Meeting Queens Empowerment Seminar is happening at Mimosa's Lounge. That's 1237 Castle Hill Avenue in the Bronx, Bronx, New York, 10462. Make sure you find the Mimosa Lounge in the Bronx on the Facebook and follow them. So far, you know, we have everybody RSVPing. I love to see a big group in New York City. We're coming through. It would be, of course, me as speaker. We have Lushy Lush that will also be in the building speaking. And, you know, we please come through. Come through and get some healing. You know what I mean? That day we definitely are there to heal and to let loose, you know what I'm saying, amongst other women that respect other women. I'm going into my phone lines. Again, topic we're discussing today is what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? Keyword being man, keyword being woman. Going to my phone line. 347-347-812. You're on with Emma E2K at the Queens Lounge. Please, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Emma? It's me, Andrew.
Jeez, Andrew, I just gave you a shout. Shout it out.
Yeah, you know, I'm on deck. what's the highest honor you could give a woman? I think is your, you know, I guess is your life, you know, your commitment, the whole, you know.
As you said, life. Wow. You went in with that. You know what? That,
yep.
Yeah. We have to drop the mic. Hold on. Okay, y'all pick it up. No, that was pretty dope. That you would even say life. Not too many people give up their life for their children, much less, you know, the woman that they say they love or they, you know, they honor. So that would be it. All right. Now, without giving up your life, Andrew, because I want you to be around, what else would be the next highest honor you would give the woman that you love?
I think I'll give her knowledge, my friendship, you know, the little things, you know. You know, stuff that won't make the Huh?
You get for that too.
Do you got a brother?
No, she want to know.
No, I don't got a brother. But yeah, I mean, you know, the highest honor. I mean, to the utmost respect.
Andrew,
I mean, just.
Andrew, you still single? You still single?
Yeah, I'm single.
I've been trying to match him up.
Son, show me this dude picture after that thing, okay? I'm putting in a bid, y'all. Wow.
He loves walking to the park,
what?
Through the beach. Okay, those are some of the things I remember.
Massage your feet, son.
Yo.
And cook for you at the same damn time of multitasking.
No. Wait. That's nasty. You can't cook and cook.
I have food ready for him to eat.
Oh,
while I'm massaging his feet.
Wow. All because you gave that solid answer. She said what? Life. She said knowledge. Friendship.
Yeah, man. I mean, it should be that, right? The most highest, honest thing you want to give a female, I guess, is that. I mean, you don't want to give, you know, some.
It's a lot of things combined. We definitely love, you know, the answers that you're giving because a lot of women want to hear that. You know, what you said, a lot of women want to hear. But realistically, that's not really what we're hearing or what we're getting. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's great, and it should be that way, but not all males are thinking that way for some reason. They're thinking, you know what, I'm going to take you out, or I'm taking the City Island, or, you know, Red Lobster, or whatever. After we leave from here, you're leaving with me. Like, you got to, you know what I'm saying, take me back, or whatever. It can be just a dinner, and then we'll see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it goes both ways. It goes both ways because I have women that also fit the bill and be like, listen, I'm not paying your food if you ain't coming home with me. It does go both ways, but for this topic, particular topic, we're talking about, you know, the highest honor a man can give to a woman. So we're not going to switch up on the other side. I do know that it happens the other way around as well. I'm aware of that. But those are great answers. Let me go come to, I know you're going to hang out with me, so I'm going to put you on hold real quick, Andrew. Hold on. Let me go back to my question. 347-998. Let the Queens Lounge with Emma E2K and Lushy Lush, please. 347-998. If you don't want to talk, you want to
know. Oh, yeah, what's up?
Please, 347-998.
Yo.
Yo, please, can you hear us?
Damn, what up? It's Jay Black.
What up, Jay Black? All righty.
What's good with you, mama?
You already know, man.
What's good? Yo.
I hope you're close to talk about the topic.
Yeah, yo, listen. The highest honor you can give a woman is loyalty, respect, and you can give her a space.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jay Black. Yes, that's true, man. But I think that works for both ways as well, because men want, you know, like their space, too. Like when they watch their football and their sports and all that, they don't want women to be all up on their space. So it works for both, but yes, that does work for us. The respect, the loyalty level is very heavy. And what do you think about being more, there's more women than men, and that's why maybe men feel that they have more to choose, so they be like, well, you know, I got like six more to pick from.
Well, I figure, like, you know what I mean, being that, you know, there's more women that's like right now holding down the fort and in the workplace and doing their thing. As a man, what you could do is, you know, generally respect that in her. You know what I mean? If you see the potential that lies within yourself and her doing what she's doing, you know what I mean, then you take that as an example, you know what I mean, and embed that in yourself, you know what I mean, and use that as a way to bring yourself up, you know what I mean, and you know, and represent her in a lot of ways like she represents you. Because first and foremost, women give life, so, you know, that's where the respect comes from the beginning.
Right, absolutely. I mean, even though sometimes women do give life for different reasons, again, that's a different topic, and I don't want to get off topic, and that causes a man to be like, you know what, I don't respect you for that, now you stay with child and I'm out, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, but that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's bad enough, you know, you holding it down for 9 months. We can do is just hold you down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? From birth, like, hold you down. Like, I mean, my mother held me down, so it's only like whatever woman come in my life, I hold her down. You know what I mean?
Where y'all come from?
Like, you represent New York City, man. You ready to go to BX.
Yeah, watching that, stand up.
Represent the BX, baby. Throw them W's up, man.
No, no, throw them W's up. You know, it's just, you know, it's just like that's the honor, like, because, you know, it's a sacrifice, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, women sacrifice a lot every day of their lives, you know what I'm saying? They always at the forefront, you know, and some of them are just being two parents, like, you know what I mean? They the mommy and the daddy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as a man, you got to look at that and say, yo, I got to step it up, you know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. Now, one question I just got for you is, are you single or are you taken?
Well, I'm single at the present moment, you know.
Okay, we got Andrew and Jay Black so far in the bronze. All right, we got Andrew and Jay Black running. Don't worry, we got you on the back side. Hold on, we got some more answers. Let's read them texts.
Okay, so I have posted the same information.
What is the highest honor
on,
man can
give? The highest honor on tag, you know, because everybody's only looking for something. So a gentleman by the name of AJ, he says the highest honor is sex.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Unbelievable. He's from New York.
Another dude says his name is Lance Her name is Lance. He said the highest honor is marriage.
Okay.
That's what he said. And Connie, this is coming from a female, she said respect is non-negotiable. She said that would be the highest honor for her.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you know, going back to respect, loyalty, you know, white picket fence, right? I think that also begins, that stems or that builds from the very, very beginning. Like when you meet, what's your name, what's my, you know, what's your favorite color? You know, did you go to the clinic? Can I see your paperwork? Like, after all that stuff is cleared, you know, what do you like? What are your intentions? Because it's straight from the rip, your conversation is about how big my butt is or how much you're going to break my back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. From the very beginning, from the door, if that conversation is about that, it's about sex, it's about how long I'm going to last, how you need a two-minute or two-hour session. I talk about my life too much. Anyway, so, I mean, you know, from the rip, you have to establish what it's going to be. And you should know already, okay, if I go down this road with this person, this is this person's intention. Or, you know, like who was just talking about? Breeze was talking about, right? If the conversation is not there about marriage or going further, if it's not being talked about, and all y'all talking about is, when we're getting together, when we smashing or whatever, and it's not going to be talked about marriage, then don't be saying that's my wifey and don't be saying that's my husband if those are not your two intentions. Don't say that. Just say, that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend. Listen, I was with someone, you know, and I used to introduce him, this is my boyfriend. And he was offended by that. He didn't like that. I'm like, but you are my boyfriend.
That's the thing.
You know, and he's like, no, because, you know, we live together. You're still my boyfriend. I don't have a ring, and you didn't marry me. You're my boyfriend. Like, I'm not going to say hubby. I'm not going to say husband because you need to marry me for me to say, you know, I'm saying you're my husband and I'm your wife. That's the honor in itself. I mean, that's my opinion, and so far it's been everybody else's opinion. All right, so we're going to go into Dome Records 3-minute mix. Please hold on. I'm going to go back to my phone lines.
DJ Dome Records.
But I definitely have to do his mix, so we're going right into that.
What's going on, folks? This is DJ Dome Records, the original Crate Digger, and you are tuned in to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy, sexy host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com.
Love you long and very life in me. No one's I can be.
big shout out to DJ Dome Records for that 3 little mini mix. So what happens, what's happening already at the Queen's Lounge is I'm giving opportunities to DJs to submit their mixes. 3 minutes, 1 3-minute and 1 5-minute, and of course with the drop. Make sure you send that in to Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. It has to stay under 3 minutes, and the other one has to stay under 5. It could be different mixes, or it could be an extended version. Especially for the Queen's Lounge. Now, the Queen's Lounge, of course, everything is positive and is for uplifting the women. You know, the reason why I call my sisters and my fellow women queens is because I feel that's the highest honor you can be able to give to a woman. As far as one woman to another, you know, that's how I salute. So, Fierce Nails salute to all my queen sisters that are out there definitely doing the work. Shout out to La Tere, who's out in Puerto Rico, doing the work. And all my sisters from around the globe. You know, my sisters are international. So, again, don't forget, we're doing the Queen's Lounge Seminar in New York City this Saturday. Those attending, I will see you. And those that are not attending, make sure you email emmaetk@gmail.com for further information on that. The topic that we're discussing tonight is what is the highest honor a man can give to his women. And so far, ladies, so far it's been the men that have been calling in and really, really getting their answers on. Like, I'm very impressed. Shout out to New York City. Shout out to the BX that's representing, you know, and calling in and, you know, and hitting me up on the Facebook. Shout out to everybody that's on the Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook. Everything is Lush Radio Online, M-A-E-2-K, E-2-K Enterprise. If you forget that, then just remember, go to Google, because we are Googleable, Googleable, and just type in Lush Radio Online. All our business will come up, M-A-E-2-K, E-2-K Enterprise. Like, I can't even be private no more. Like, all my information, all my business is up online. And it's cool. I ain't got nothing to hide. Ain't nobody looking for me. And trust me, ain't nobody want it. So the Queen's Lounge is here for the empowerment of women. I'm drinking a little too much in the saddle, and I got my watch and family. I'm acting up. I got to check. All right. So now I'm Lush. You already gave your answer and your, you know, what you thought. I went to the phone line.
Somebody else got something. Their highest honor is love. I don't know about that love.
Right, because you can love somebody and still be disrespectful.
Yeah, well, like,
and not loyal.
Let's get some creative answers, man. Be honest.
You can
get it. Yeah, I felt like that whole life thing, though. That whole life thing, I really just
life.
Andrew, get super kudos for me right now. You might get your big toe up.
We're going to be in New York City this weekend, so why should she get a pedicure? Because I think Lush on the fucking toe. Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, God. Andrew, your phone line is open.
Yes. What happened?
I said that toe will get served, son.
Oh.
Yeah,
but she's
going to.
Yeah,
no,
but can I just say this?
Yes.
I know the one thing, you know, people I think look for, like everyone keeps repeating, is like love and loyalty. But, like, I don't know, why is it so hard to find?
Right.
That's another
topic, Andrew. Maybe we're
going to
leave that one.
That's another topic,
deep.
Right?
All right. Yo, Andrew's my new Dr. Phil right now, son. I love your toes.
Yeah, I think that's going to be our topic for next week. Why is love so hard to find? Because it's true. Everybody be on Facebook, on Twitter, everything, and it's always about, you know, how hard it is. And all these websites are getting rich off for lonely people that don't have no love. Like, that's
no,
crazy.
Son, I seen a website for farmers, son.
For farmers, son.
But yo, you go on. Emma. I saw everybody listening. There is a site out there for farmers.
We're not going to give promo to
farmers.
No, okay, never mind. Make sure you go to LushRadioOnline.com Go to MIE2K.com. Go to MIE2K.com. This is what we resorted to, having to fall in love with farmers. Let me, Jay Black, what do you guys say about that? Really? We need to be going to farmers? You got some seedlings. I'm going to think about that one. Yeah, I'm going to put you back on hold and do you on hold.
I'm going on the Amish dating site. Where the Amish people at?
You know, she just have no, you know, I just don't even know what to do with her half the time. All right, I'm going to go with some, Justin, you know, things for no reason. And I just feel like going, just thinking on it. And make sure you call in. You got anything to say about the topic? What is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? Please call in. Remember, today's show is sponsored by ETK Enterprise Game Space, LLC, King's Porn, and Only Nails.
Papers, get high. out Vegas. Two-face on devils ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up to the knives. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love been swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love.
I got my suit and tie. Now we're going to spend this show tonight. We got an extra half an hour tonight. Baby, where the daddy's at?
Yo, I have to send a special shout out to my daddy. His name is Andrew. And yo, I love your heart, baby. Daddy, 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 daddy. Hey, hi, papi. Hi.
Boy, back at the Queen's Lounge. That was a private joke. Anyway, okay, so what we're talking about is what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman? Okay. And when you give the highest honor, of course, as a man to a woman, you already see what you get, right? All right, so Jackie from Ohio says, the highest honor would be his wife. He fills the void that completes the man altogether. So that was pretty dope. So shout out to Jackie from Ohio. You know, so that all the answers that we've been getting, like all the people calling in and all the things they've been saying have been kind of right on point and kind of like a circle, kind of like around circle altogether. Bree, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show, man. Shit, back relaxing, man.
That's the show. You have anything else more to shine on me? Because I know you dropped some jewels earlier. I don't know if hearing everything we're saying, if you wanted to add anything else.
No, man, pretty much good. Like I said, man, everybody look out for the mixtape dropping this Saturday the 15th, livemixtapes.com, Hawkshed, Bandcamp, That Pill, The Block Burners, Living Nightmares. Catch us on Instagram at Block Burner Breeze. Twitter, A Sizzle BBE, and you know, shout out to Emma, 2K, and my girl Leslie Less.
Yeah.
No, that's about it, man. I ain't doing too much.
That's what's up. You sound like you already lounging, so you sound like you.
Yeah, man, just got home from work not too long ago, man. Just cooling up with y'all.
That's what's up. We appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. We're gonna continue to keep you on hold. We extended the show because so many people calling in and we're having a lot of answers. This topic is kind of really more interesting than more men calling.
Yeah.
Right? There's been more men calling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So come on, ladies. Call in 347-867-772. What is the highest honor? Actually, because this is actually more a question too for a man.
Yeah.
For a man to answer. But a woman can answer too because, you know, they know what they like. So, Breeze, you're back on hold. We're going to go into some more music, waiting for more callers, 347-867-722. Shout out to everybody on the Facebook. Make sure you follow us on the Vine. On the Vine, I'm Emma E2K.
Lush Radio Online on everything.
Lush Radio Online on everything. Vine, Twitter, you name it. It's a social network. Make sure you check out our website. We have a new face. www.lushradioonline.com. Just a whole revamping, you know what I'm saying? Because in life, as you grow and in your journey, as you, you know, move forward, things change, you know. You leave people behind. You kind of switch your look. You know, you cut your hair a little shorter or let it grow a little longer. So that we did a whole revamp to LushRadioOnline.com. So make sure we can oblige to all the different clients that are coming in, all the different artists, you know, just a more rounded professional look. I think that you'll be pleased. Please call in. I mean, please make sure you log in. And also email us and let us know what you think about it. All right? We're going to go now into DJ Showcases mix with Justin Timberlake. Hope you like it.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in the heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can take it.
DJ Showcase for that one. That was his mix for Justin Timberlake. So again, all you DJs that want to submit their mix to the Queen's Lounge, I'm taking 3 minutes and 5 minutes set. Please make sure there's no cursing and the songs are uplifting to women in the Queen's Lounge. That's what I'm playing. I'm not going to play nothing else, so don't even bother. Make sure you submit that mix to LushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and then we will be able to, you know, we'll select. I'm very selective when it comes to the Queen's Lounge. Everybody that knows me, so please make sure you have some clean stuff, some uplifting stuff. Otherwise, I'm not gonna play it. Big shout out to our sponsors: E2K Enterprise, GameFace, King's Porn, and Only Nails.
GameFace.
Who is our promoter, our sponsor for the day. So the topic we're discussing today is, what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman. We're going into the phone line. 832, you on the Queen's Lounge with M-A-2-K and Lushy Lush. Peace. 832?
832?
What, your voice is different than mine? You didn't hear me say 832? 832-948?
Are you on the line?
1, 2, 3. See, he just butt dollar, and you don't know he's on the air? How people butt dollar radio stations? All right, make sure you call back. Maybe it was bad connection. I'm sure it was. We're just playing around. You know, just it's a nice night. Shout out to all the DMV area where I'm at, where they show me nothing but love since I got here. I'm on my 2013 MAE2K summer tour, and I started all the way from Florida, and I've done past already a couple of states where people have shown me nothing but love, and I'm here now with my sister in Maryland, the home of Lush Radio Online. I'm actually at the home base, and it feels good. This weekend, we will be Philly. We'll be touching Philly, New York City, and Connecticut. So please pay attention. Make sure you hit me up on matk@gmail.com. Follow me on the Instagram. Follow me on the Twitter. Follow me on Vine. Follow me. But don't follow me in real life. Like, when you see me, don't walk behind me and follow me because that gives me nervous. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Just follow me on the... I got to be careful. When somebody come up to me like, you told me to follow you.
Yeah.
Ooh, right? Oh, my God. Security. Yeah. Security.
Also, big prayers and shout-out to Nelson Mandela, who's been hospitalized for due to lung problems.
This is the fourth time since September.
Yeah, so big prayers. Big up to a man with, a history maker, a legend. And he's still kicking. You know, he's old, you know what I mean? So
92?
90-something. So, you know, but it's prayers and lift up to him and everything. But, you know, him in the hospital and everything.
That's a soldier.
Yeah, definitely a soldier.
That's a
soldier. Also, big happy birthday, belated birthday to Peterson Powell Jr., celebrity photographer who always shows us love. Also, big happy belated birthday to Faith Evans. Her birthday was just passed. She's looking good. She's looking real good.
I want to give a big clean up to Queen Latifah, who's having her show back again on the air, people.
Word.
Yes, definitely a big clean up.
Yeah,
big clean up to her. I know she's been doing like multiple things, and I know that took a couple of things that she probably had to neglect in order for that to happen. But I'm glad she did it. I remember going to, you know, to see her show live when she was, when she did have it several years ago. And I was kind of saddened when it just stopped, you know. So I'm glad she's back at it again. A big shout out to Dome Wrecker. He just got in. Yes, I played the mix. It went well. And thank you for your shout out. And for your submission. We look forward to hearing the next one that you got for next week.
Definitely.
So Queen Latifah's show will be premiering September 16th on CBS, right? That's Channel 2. That's Channel 2, I guess, for New York City. But CBS is through your cable, network.
Yeah, that's where we are.
September 16th. I wonder who she's going to... I mean, she's kind of anybody.
Yeah,
she's going to
hold
her.
Well, this lady's going to hold another level. Just off the movies alone.
Yeah, she can just get call up and, you know, she should come here.
Well, she should.
Yeah, I think she should let
us
interview.
I think
she should. So all those that are in her unit, we're going to reach out, every unit, and, you know, why not? If you're going to dream, I said dream big. If you're going to go all out, you know what I'm saying, don't go halfway. Just, you know, go all the way with it, you know?
Remember, bosses take care of other bosses.
Bosses take care of other bosses. You know, my boss is just me. I take care of her.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
If you always surround yourself with bosses or you always got a boss around you, there's no reason for you to fall.
Exactly, because, you always want to step up your game, you know, and that you should. And not in a malicious way either, stepping up your game and motivating, the other boss, the other team,
to be able to do the same or even better, you know, do more things than you. You know, that like us women were known to be catty. You know, let's face it. Okay, we're catty, you know, all the women tend to get along. Every woman in the world is always saying, oh, she hangs out with your men, she don't hang out with women. You know, and that's a shame because you should have your group of queens that surround you and support you and motivate you as well. You know, both elements are needed. You know, I'm one of those as well. Okay, my best friend is a male. I do hang out with more males, even though I support a women's movement. But every now and then when I meet in my circle of queens, I surround myself with my circle of queens. You know, I have them all around the world. Wherever I go, I have that support system. Every woman, I think, should have her own support system of queens. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to be real. You know, I'm not going to get emotional about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm too hard for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is a queen's lounge, girl.
You know, but I'm going to just tell you that, you know, if I didn't have my sister, Emma, I don't know where I'd be right now. Like, she definitely lifts me up on the days when I'm down. We do it vice versa. But everybody, even dudes, like, you should have a dude that, you know, lifts you up, that, you know, say,
your man bro.
Your man bro.
A man bro.
Yeah, no homo, though.
No homo,
yeah,
right.
Man bro.
No homo. No homo. Yeah, the brother man. The Johan from Folklore.
You know, well, you know, you're tuned into the Queen's Lounge, the hottest late night show on the air, on the internet, hosted by the sexy Emma ECK each and every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tune in from 10 to 11 o'clock. Don't forget the Giggins Wednesdays tomorrow. You know, we keep it moving. We'll be on tour, rolling around. I'm joining the tour with Emma ECK. She started a tour already, you know, leaving from Florida here, landed in Maryland, and we're moving it on, and we're doing our thing. So watch for us on Vine. Yeah, people are losing their minds on Vine, dude. Like,
yeah, they go a little crazy.
They're losing their minds.
And Carmelo, by the way, Carmelo, I'm shouting you out. DJ Carmelo, you're nuts on
Dominican.
My dude, you're nuts on that. That's all I just wanted to say. No homo. I'm going into music, and we'll be right back at the Queen's Lounge.
Money in the soul. expensive. Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney's show and tell. Benji backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fly carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude, I'm balling at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you got me everything. Yeah, you show me how to take, you're the only one to play. It's such a shame.
So that's why they were spacing rooms to do that movie thing like a man. Going to this topic, which is what is the highest honor a man can give to his woman. So if the man is not honoring the woman and putting her on the pedestal that she should be, then she takes the lead role, which is her acting, you know, acting like a man, acting like a woman.
How can you leave me? How can you leave me if you can't leave yourself? The Bible says the man is the leader, but if you're weak and you can't leave me, how am I going to follow you?
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm serious.
Is it about that they're weak? Is it a weakness?
Yeah, it's a weakness. You're not strong enough to leave. That's like taking a soldier. I'm not going out of battle and you're going to set me up on your shot. So I'm using you as a shield.
This is not get out of here Fridays, but
Sorry, I went a little bit too hard right there, real quick.
But you make a valid point. Shout out to all those requesting me on Facebook, and that tune into the show. Thanks everybody for you can see, you know, all type of things go on a live show. And, you know, we have to extend it actually another half an hour because of all the calls that have been calling in on this, you know, interesting topic, to say the least. Everybody had a lot of key points, you know, and what they were saying. They had a lot of valid points. Now, I'm going to give my opinion because I still haven't had a chance to voice my opinion. So, my opinion, you know, is a little bit of what everybody has been saying. It starts with, of course, love, because somebody still can be loyal to you and not love you. You know, you can. So it definitely will start with love. Love me enough that you're afraid to lose me. That was one of my quotes, my M-A-C-K quotes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was true. I got to love you. But it's true, though. Love me enough that you're afraid to lose me, you know, because when you're afraid to lose something, you really, really take care of it. You know what I'm saying? You really appreciate it. You cherish it. So to me, the highest honor would be, of course, love and then respect. And, you know, respect going hand-in-hand with loyalty, you know. If you can't be loyal, at least respect me enough to tell me, you know what, you know, maybe this is not the time for us or, you know, not the space I want to be in. Respect me enough. If you're not going to be loyal to me, respect me enough so at least, you know, let me go and don't do me dirty, you know what I mean? And if you don't have the proper intentions for me, you know what I mean? Because it may go real rough for you. I'm just saying this is my personal stuff. I mean, I think I'm going to be single for a long time. Anyway, so, you know, am I asking too much? Maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. But if you're going to go after something, go hard or go home. You know what I mean? Go hard or go home. So my thing would be the highest honor a man can give me, besides their life, because if they give up their life, then I can't enjoy them. They're no longer present. But that is hot. Shout out to Andrew. Do your pedicure. But the highest honor bestowed on me would be love first. I would say to me would be love, would be loyalty / respect, and then for us to have the conversation to discuss marriage. Shout out to Bree, you know, for saying, of course, people have to have that conversation. People don't have that conversation anymore. Or any other type of conversation for that matter. You know, they just text. You know, or they show pictures of different positions and then it's on. That's kind of how everybody's doing everything, right? But there should be courtship, there should be dating. You should get to know the person that you're with and, you know, and that you're laying up with. Going to the phone line, 240, you're on with Emma Isuke and Lucky Love. Please. 240-441. Yeah. Okay, 240-441. I put you back on hold because of the feedback. I'm not too sure if you're in the car, if you're listening, you dropped the call. I hope they call again. So the topic of that, so that's my answer. That's my answer to my topic of today, which is the highest honor man can give to his woman. I appreciate all the guys that have called in and, like, been truthful and honest with their stuff. Like, you think they were being truthful and honest with what they were saying? I think so. Yeah, I saw everybody being genuine with what they were saying, which makes a lot of sense. It goes back to basics. It's not even that complicated, people. Why is people making so...
Like when you ride a bike, man. Like when you rode a bike once, it's like the same thing. Remember it, man. You never forget it. Like how you speak. How do I speak? You never forget it, man. That's it. All that. Who's that? You in the building.
Oh, my God. That's too much of a shadow. I got to take her away. All right. You know, I just want to say to the ladies, to the queens that are listening, even via website, if you don't cherish yourself, if you don't take no pride in yourself, if you don't love yourself, nobody else will. You know what I mean? Treat yourself like a diamond in the rough, like a diamond in the sky. Because if you don't, again, nobody else will. So shout out to Rihanna for making that song, Diamonds. We're going to go out with that one. I just want to give a big Queens Nail salute. So our sponsors, ECK Enterprise, Game Space, King Porn, and Own Nail, everybody that called in. Breeze, the BS was in the building heavy.
You know, big shout out to everybody, man, that called through, man. You know, Andrew. Yeah, Andrew, you don't know who he is. But yo, shout out to Andrew, DJ Dome Wrecker, all of the sponsors. Game Face, don't forget to follow Game Face, GameFace.org, Game Face on Twitter, Instagram. Follow them, hit that like button. We out of here. Nothing online, man. It is what it is. Good
peace. See you next week. See you next week. Don't forget to shine like a diamond. See you next week. See you next week. And make sure that you honor that woman with some diamonds.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds. Like diamonds in the sky. I too, I like a diamond. Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Palms rise to the universe as we moonshine in my lake. Feel the warmth, we'll never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.